Nice. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I think you all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and I welcome you to our first service of the new year. Yay. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our service also. And so let's start this service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that is exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are awakening to the truth of our own divine nature. We are awakening to the presence of spirit that lives within us, that one and same spirit that expresses itself in and through and around and as everything in this universe. Awakening to the fact that that presence within us is a presence of authentic power. It is a presence of intelligence and wisdom. It is the truth of the essence of our very own wholeness. And it is absolutely the presence, the activity of peace and of love. Because when we awaken to and remember and live from that truth, that spirit is within us and our own nature, then when we go out into the world, it is easier to access peace and love, to stand in our own power, to stand in our own wholeness when the world is not supportive of that. And as we do that, we contribute to the evolution of humanity. We contribute to the unfolding of good in this world, and we act as a beneficial presence to ourselves, to those that we are in contact with, and because we are all part of the collective whole, we actually contribute to the good of that whole. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing the presence of your own spirit into this world in a way that is loving and good and beneficial. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Ray Bunch. He's going to lead us in an evocation and do a contemplative reading for us. And Melissa Lewis is with us today. She is going to, yes, yay. She's going to lead us in the prayer chant I open up that will take us into that evocation. So I invite you just to begin to settle into yourself and to find that place of stillness within you, the place within you that is not of this world, but that is your own divine nature, and to allow yourself to just rest there for a moment.
In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the sacred surrounding me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace in the stillness. In the silence, I feel the love inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the light inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat, with every breath I take. In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the Spirit surrounding me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. I open up and I find me.
So just continue to bring yourself in the room. Take a deep breath. How good it feels just to quiet down. Just allow ourselves to come to the realization that this loving energy that surrounds us, that is the intelligence of all there is, that is the creative force that actually creates our lives as we direct it. That is within us, around us, and flows through us. It's always present, always with us, always acknowledging and loving us as we are exactly in the moment we're in it. It matters not if we're upset or not upset. It matters if we're realizing that this spiritual energy is with us, around us, and that we can use it with our minds. So today I just declare this meeting, this time together, this joyous occasion that we're creating for our lives and the lives of the people on this planet, and the love that we sense and feel and send out that way, as successful, as a good thing to do, as a way to realize and experience our own power. We step into the day with a realization that what we declare becomes what we have within our lives to live. And we declare that it's all good. And we receive and we give and we are abundant in our lives. And I come to this place of saying thank you, for gratitude is a powerful, powerful tool. And just realizing how spoilt I am, and we all are in our own way, I say thank you, God. And so it is. So this is really my favorite time of the year. This is when, for me, springs are sprung and all that. They talk about all that in spring. It's way too late for me. This is the when it starts for me. This is when the new year starts. This is when things start moving and changing. This is where commitments make a lot of difference to me. And if I can keep them past February, I'm thrilled to death. And so It's about remembering that kind of situation. So today I want to read you something that I've read before a few times, but my wife has helped me get some of the old language out of it. This is a writing from Ernest Holmes. It was one of his first books he wrote. It was called The Creative Mind, and it's an unabridged edition of speeches and stuff that he did out in the world at that time. And now we have to remember it was in 36 or 39 or something like that. And he and they and, you know, that kind of talk was all in there. So Marty pulled all that out for us, and I'll try to read it like she has it. The title of it is Expectance. Expect the best to happen. I want to say that again. Expect the best to happen. I like this too. Don't sit around waiting for trouble. Have absolutely nothing to do with it. It is no part of the divine plan. It is an illusion of the material sense. And you know, I had to stop and ask Marty what the heck that meant. The material sense. And she says, you know, it's like a sense of smell, a sense of touch, a sense of that kind of stuff. You know, like maybe I have a cold or something, all the senses that go with it. So it's an illusion of the material senses. One who has learned to trust will not be surprised when they find things coming from the most unexpected source. All things are ours to use and then let go of. All things are ours to use and then let go of. What more can we ask? We want nothing that we have to keep. That almost blows me away every time I say that. We want nothing that we have to keep. I know what he means. Do you get that we let that stuff we have to keep control us and run us, and we have to dance around with it, and we have to worry with it, and have to be sure that everybody else thinks it's okay? And so anyway, we want nothing that we have to keep. Expect everything is to come your way. Be content and cheerful if you wish to attract from the store of the infinite. Be content and cheerful if you expect to attract from the store. What store is he talking about here? The holy store, I guess, of the infinite. Open up your whole consciousness to the greater possibilities of life. When you speak the word, expect it to happen. Know that it must be as you say. This will not be fooling yourself. It will simply be using the law. Which law are we talking about? The spiritual laws that Ernest Holmes taught us all. Using the law as it is meant to be used. And so it is. Thank you.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Welcome to our New Year's service and ritual. And so today I'm going to do a short talk, and then we're all going to get to participate in a New Year's ritual. And so as we step out of 2022 and into 2023, we are invited to let go of what we don't want to bring into the new year. We're also invited to get clear about what it is that we want to create in our lives and what it is that we want to participate in creating in this world in the coming year. It's as if at the beginning of January, we are stepping through a doorway. We are stepping through a doorway and leaving behind the world of last year and stepping into a world and an environment that is filled with possibility. An environment that is bright with sunlight, that is filled with promise and potential, one that is ripe with possibilities. We step through this doorway into this new year, partnering with that infinite presence, partnering with the infinite in creating our year ahead, co-creating with that living spirit, co-creating with the almighty, all love, all good of the universe. And so the title of my talk today is Beginning. And I'm talking about that as we step into the beginning of this new year, we get to decide what it is that we want to create this year to look like. And so the very first words in the Bible are, in the beginning, God. In the beginning was the one infinite and absolute creative intelligence. The one infinite, absolute creative intelligence and power. It filled all. And the reason it filled all was because it was the only thing that existed in the beginning. It expressed itself as absolute potential. It filled all of space as boundless creativity, as infinite intelligence, as all power, and as a force for good. Today, that same infinite creative intelligence fills all of space today, just as it did in the beginning. That infinite, absolute creative intelligence fills you, and it fills your life. And it is the essence of life itself. That presence, that creative intelligence and power seeks to express itself through you. It seeks to express itself through all of creation and as creation. It seeks to express through you and as your life, in your life and as your life. That is the thing that carries you through this world. It is the thing that buoys you, that upholds you, that fills you. It is also the thing that calls to your heart to experience more and to express more, to experience that which you have not yet experienced in life and to express the aspects of yourself that you have not yet even discovered. Ernest Holmes told us, desire arises out of the necessity of the universe to become self-expressed. That desire to do something new, to create something, to have something, to experience something, is the essence of life seeking to unfold itself, seeking to become self-expressed by means of you. And so as we experience new things, as we express things that are fulfilling to us, what happens is we expand. We become more. Our lives expand. Our lives become fuller and richer and more than what they were before. We discover aspects of ourselves that we hadn't yet discovered. We discover greater ways of being in the world. We unfold our own potential. Whether that is something like taking a class or learning a new skill or traveling to a new destination or even something like deciding that you're going to become more outspoken, or deciding that you're going to be more generous. All of those things allow us to discover something inside of us that we hadn't yet discovered. They allow us to give way to something greater. They expand our sense of life and the life we're living. And also, so as human beings, we want to live lives that feel fulfilling. We want to live lives that feel satisfying. We want to live lives that feel joyful and do the things that bring us happiness. And also, in addition to wanting to have those things in our personal lives, one of the things that creates a sense of satisfying life and a sense of being fulfilled is also creating good in this world, making this world a better place than what we found it. That also contributes to our satisfaction and feeling fulfilled and feeling happy. And so today, as part of this service and this ritual, we get to get clear about what it is that we want, what it is we want to experience, what it is that we want to express in this year ahead. Dr. Reverend Roger Teal said, "I believe that every one of us is born to make manifest the glory of God. The most powerful way to fulfill this high calling is to discover and empower your soul's sincere desire, and to allow this soulful clarity to provide leadership for your choices, intentions, prayers, and actions." Your soul's sincere desire. And so I think the best way to manifest a life of your desires is threefold. I think it begins with gratitude, with being grateful for what it is that you have in your life right now, because that magnifies the good that you're already experiencing. It draws more of that same type of feeling and that same good into your life when we're grateful for what already is. And the second part of creating the life of your desires is to set your intention, to get clear about what it is that you want to experience so that you can focus on that intention. You decide on the destination where you want to end up. And the last part, the third part, is releasing the things that are holding you back, releasing the things that are keeping you stuck or keeping you from moving toward that thing that you want to have in your life. Releasing what's holding you back and what's keeping you stuck and what isn't serving you. Robert Russell said, "Since God is the source of all supply and the giver of every good and perfect gift, the closer you live to God, the more spiritual benefits you will share. The best method for living closer to God is to practice whole-souled gratitude." Think about that. When you're feeling gratitude and feeling so grateful, doesn't it just open you up and you can feel spirit in your life? It allows us to recognize spirit in our life. The best method for living closer to God is to practice whole-souled gratitude. And so let's begin today with gratitude. You have a little piece of paper in your bulletin that says, "In 2023, I am grateful for." So as we begin this new year, I invite you to have your pen and your paper in hand and to go ahead and close your eyes. And to allow yourself to just become still, turning your attention inward to that place where you can feel the stillness of your own being. That place where you feel and sense that which is changeless, that which is eternal, the spark of your own divinity, the essence of your own spirit. and taking a few moments to reflect on your past, your life, this past year, I invite you to ask yourself, for what am I specifically grateful in this last year and in my life today? For what am I specifically grateful? Are there certain people? Are there particular events from this last year that you are grateful for? Are you grateful for any gifts that you received this year? Material or non-tangible. Are you grateful for anything you learned this year? Are you grateful for any ways that you have changed or any insights you have gained? And are you grateful for any opportunities that you had? And lastly, what is it that you are grateful for about this world? And so I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to go ahead and write some of those things down on that piece of paper. Give you a few more seconds to wrap that up. And second, we get clear about what it is that we want, what the destination is that we would like to arrive to. For our intention acts like a GPS. It's the thing that allows us to actually end up at our destination. And it also lets us know when we are off track if we stay clear about that intention. It allows us to know when we are headed in a different direction than what our intention is, so that we can actually end up where it is that we want to go. And so Ernest Holmes tells us, the law of itself does nothing without a word, a thought, or an idea. It has no impulsion of its own. Just as an empty lot next to your house produces nothing of itself, but is ever ready to produce when it is planted, so the law of your mind waits until it becomes impregnated with the creative word which sets it in motion. Your word differentiates the law. As we say yes to those desires, it's like planting seeds in that fertile soil of that empty lot so that they can come to fruition. And so again, I invite you to close your eyes for a moment, to turn within to that infinite potential of the universe that already lives within you. That infinite potential that you live and move and have your being in, that also has its beingness within you. For that is truly who you are. It is truly what you are. This is a presence and a principle of good. And so focusing your attention there, ask yourself, what is my heart's desire for this coming year? What is it that I want to do? Who is it that I want to be this year? What is it that I want to experience? What is my intention for this year? Is there a quality that you would like to embody? Perhaps peace, or courage, or trust, openness. As we say yes, life says yes. And so I invite you to open your eyes, and you've been given a white stone. And so during the Roman Empire, when someone was released from prison, they were given a white stone. And they were to carry that white stone in their pocket, and it was representative of them beginning with a clean slate. Carrying that stone showed that they had served their time and that they were starting fresh with a clean slate. It also gave them all of the benefits of being a part of that society, a citizen of the society. And so that white stone represents your clean slate that we are starting with this year. And so I invite you to choose one word that is representative of that highest intention that you would like to manifest this year. So go ahead and choose one word of all that came to you that is representative of that, and write it on your stone. And so the last of those three steps of manifesting the life of your desires is to release. To release that which no longer serves you. To release what is holding you back. Ernest Holmes tells us, bondage exists only in the human mind. We are free as soon as we recognize that there is no power to bind us except ourselves. So I invite you once again to turn within, to turn your attention to that point, that place within you where the wisdom of the universe resides. It is the knowingness of your own soul. And to ask yourself, in order to manifest this thing that I'm wanting to manifest this year, what must I release? What must I release to be or do or have this thing? What must I let go of? Is there something that I need to release that has been dragging, that I have been dragging along that no longer serves me? Something I want to leave behind? Perhaps it's an attitude or a belief, something that you've been doing, a person that doesn't treat you like you deserve to be treated, a self-concept or a way of being. Or maybe it's just stuff in your cupboards or in your garage. What is it that you want to let go of? What is keeping me from my greatest joy or my greatest life? And then I invite you to write that down on your piece of paper that says, I release and let go of. Just a couple of words that represent to you what that means. And so I'm going to invite our practitioners, Ray Bunch and David Conant, up here. And so up here on this altar, we have a burlap bag that has soil in it. This is going to be taken and buried in Ray's backyard so that we can give these things we no longer want back to Mother Earth, where they can be broken down and dissolved and transformed into clean and clear energy. And so we're going to do is we're going to start in the back, and you'll come from the outside to Ray and David. You can tell them, I release. You can tear up your paper and put it in the thing of soil. They're going to witness your release and then come back up through the center and take your seats. So let's start with the back rows. And as you release this, know that this thing you're releasing is going to be buried and broken down. So I release. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that you have released those things, that they are actually gone. You let them go, and they are ready to be transformed by Mother Earth. To know that the universe absolutely supports your heartfelt intentions. that you are supported by the entire universe to do that, to be that, to have that. Your heartfelt desires. To know that all the power that you need to create this life ahead of you, to be the life that you want, you already have that power. It's already yours. And to keep your intention at the forefront of your mind, to keep that stone in a place that you see it as a reminder, and to act as if it's already happening. Blessings to every one of you, and happy new year of your creation. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer, and I begin by blessing these intentions, knowing that those highest intentions for our best life come out of none other than the mind of the Infinite One. They come out of that power for good, that force for good. For we have each come here as a living embodiment of spirit to bring that spirit into this world in a way that is beneficial, in a way that is beautiful, in a way that is fulfilling and satisfying. And so today we have listened to the call of our own heart and soul, knowing that it is the call of the divine that lives within us. And so I know that as we move out from here today, we are guided and directed. Everything that may hinder our way simply dissipates into the nothingness, for the only power that exists is a power of fulfillment and a power of good, a power of expansion and unfolding and beauty and glory. And so this is the life that we live this year, a life of power and beauty and glory. And so I speak this word also about this entire planet and every person on it, knowing that we are each individualized expressions of this one, and that we are each being guided and guarded and cared for and lifted and buoyed and drawn forward by our own heartstrings, to create a world that works for everyone, a world that is filled with love and goodwill and peace and harmony and joy. For that is the nature of the divine, and that is the power that we live in, and the power that lives in each one of us. And so that is what I claim, that is what I see, that is what I lean into, that is what I trust in. And so I release this prayer into that creative law, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now, because it is the truth. And I say, and so it is.
So now it's time for our affirmation. I'll give you a minute to find it. It's on the white piece of paper, in the other white piece of paper that's in your phone. We had many pieces of white paper today. If you join me in reading this, the power of the universe supports me in living my greatest life. The boundless potential of life seeks to express through me as my greatest fulfillment. I am empowered and ready to live my best life now. And so it is. Thank you.
And so I have a couple of invitations for you, but first I have an announcement. The intention is they're going to be complete with the bathrooms next week. I know. If it isn't next week, it should be the week after. We'll get to enter through the front door, and we'll have brand new, beautiful foyer and bathrooms, and I'm very excited about it. One of the invitations that's on here, the first one, is for Larry Cosgrove's Celebration of Life. I want you to be able to put it on your calendar, January 21st from 2:30 to 6:30. They want you to RSVP, so you can RSVP that address that's on there to that. We want you to help us grow on Facebook, like us, follow us, share the videos with your friends. If you signed up or were interested in working with Pat Scott in creating those little stuffed animals to give to children in the hospital, is that who they're going to? Will you please talk with her today? She has been getting all the fabric and things ready and is ready to go, and she wants some people to set dates and get that going. So talk with Pat today. If you're not on our email list, let Ray know and he'll get you on there. If you're shopping on Amazon, we invite you to shop smileamazon.com, and we get a little bit of money back from every purchase you make. And that our Sunday talks are available on our website. They go out in your email on Monday, and to share those with people of like minds also. So I invite you to repeat after me. Something wonderful is happening right now.
Something wonderful is happening right now.
It is in my life.
It is in my life.
I am body spirit.
I am body spirit.
Spirit embodies me.
Spirit embodies me.
And I am a beneficial presence in this world.
And I am a beneficial presence in this world.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you.